The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. And before we get started, like we've been doing lately, I'm going to tell you about autofiber.com. And if you want to save 20% and get free shipping on your microfiber towels, head on over to autofiber.com. I'm actually, for those of you interested in the Jimbo kit and a few other towels in their arsenal, I'm actually going to be doing a whole host of videos on the Jimbo kit and each individual towel in the Jimbo kit so you can get a better explanation of everything that's in that. So if you're interested in that, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, autodetailingpodcasts.com/YouTube. That will get you over to those videos. And check out autofiber.com. Save 20% with offer code Jimbo. Offer code Jimbo, autofiber.com. Get you 20%. Enjoy this one, guys. This is another solid podcast. At least I think so. Enjoy.
Wow. Pete and Jimbo, well done on the boot camp. I am in the first video and feel like I've already got a well of knowledge out of what I invested already. So bravo. Thank you guys so much for putting this together for us. And hope you guys are just successful, making lots of money out of it, and that we can all learn a lot from it. So anyways, thank you.
Before, can we just do a quick mic check? What'd you have for lunch today, Pete?
I had leftover pickup sticks and it was delish.
Was it better leftover than original?
Well, you know, it's Chinese food, so I was hungry about 2 hours after I had the original, but
that's true.
I decided to wait.
So I don't know if you do this, but a trick that my mom taught me with Chinese food, because it's usually hard to like warm it back up and get it good. But if you put it in a pan with oil, it's actually better than.
Really?
When you first get it. Because you put it in the microwave and it kind of like dries it out.
You should save this for the podcast.
I'm recording.
Oh, oh no!
But I'm dead serious. It's a life-changing experience when you actually refry it up in a pan with oil.
Here's the thing you got to understand about my family, and specifically my wife. Of 17 years, right?
And you love her.
Very much so. Very much so.
She's your favorite wife.
The largest clock in our house is the oven with the little clock on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the oven is broke. It has been broke for over 6 years. Like, you can't cook anything in it. It doesn't matter to us because we never used the oven to begin with.
But does the stovetop work?
My point is, if it can't be thrown into a crock pot, it's probably not going to be made in my house. So even though the stove does technically work, I'm trying to set it up here so you understand.
It's not getting used.
There's never going to be any oil. The only oil maybe would be some oil that you use for making popcorn. I don't know if it's the same oil. I have no idea.
You could, probably. I don't know. I'm not that technical with it. I just grab whatever oil's there.
You like some 10W30 or something.
Anyway, welcome to episode 291 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'll splice that, Pete, but I'm still going to get your leftover Chinese food for the pre-intro. Anyway, Pete Mitchell is back with us, last week's guest. And Pete, we've had a pretty cool week, huh?
We did. We had a great week, as you know.
I do.
Yeah, we launched the... Well, we call the Detailer Inner Circle and the Detailing for Profits program, relaunched it. We basically, here's what happened. Last year, you and I put on the Detailer Marketing Boot Camp, had a great time with some awesome guys who came out, and we had the Detailing for Profits for those who wanted to upgrade to that. It's a $2,000 product. And we decided this year we were going to give it away for free when people join the Detailer Inner Circle. So
how did people join?
They can join. By the way, great segue. Love that. They can join by heading on over to detailerinnercircle.com and watching the webinar and finding out all about the whole program.
Cool. And I'm actually going to play, Pete, one of the testimonials that are already coming through, which is pretty amazing, right? We got a nice group of guys already going in this Voxer chat group, which is a live chat, kind of a walkie-talkie chat. With me and you personally, and then all the other people who have invested into the Inner Circle. I'm pretty blown away that we're already getting testimonials come through of how awesome we are.
mean, See, I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, you're like, you mean this testimonial, or how about this testimonial? I'm like, dang it. I thought I was being creative and saving these testimonials.
Why do you think I use Voxer? You think this is my first rodeo?
It's mine, and I think that's pretty evident sometimes in this Voxer group. I'm like, yes, what does Pete have to say? And then I'll answer. Anyway.
It's funny. I will say this. I train a group of pastors. Like, that's one of the main groups that I work with.
Some people know that now, Pete.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about later.
But in this one group, like, there is this one line. Every time someone, like, asks a question and the other guys, like, chime in, and then they go at the very end, but I'd wait and hear what Pete has to say. Like, every single one of them is afraid to, like.
That's how I feel. I feel the same way. But I'm like, I really do. But I'm like, oh, well. Like, I guess I think I'm supposed to be leading this thing too, so there's only one way to lead from the front, you know what I mean?
There is, but it actually segues nicely with what today's topic is.
It is perfect. Why don't you lead us right into that? Because I really want, though, and just for everyone listening, I know you know this, Pete, because this is how we did when we were launching the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp last year, but I really want to give, this is obviously a blatant, in your words, right, a blatant bribe to get people to get over to detailerinnercircle.com and watch the webinar and really get the free stuff and join us. But I also don't want it to be, you know, half hour long of a sales pitch, because that's just freaking annoying, right, to listen to an hour long sales pitch on a podcast that you can't.
After all, I was just talking about a timeshare before we began. Yes. That's pretty much.
And Pete will sell you a timeshare in Tahiti. That's Tahiti Village. In Vegas.
It's a long story, guys, man. It's a long story. I do not sell timeshares. Do not lump me with that group.
So anyway, but yeah, lead. So I want these episodes to be, you know, there's takeaways and there's the option to join us at the detailerinnercircle.com. So why don't you tell us, Pete, what we have experienced and what other guys have experienced, maybe in a different way, but how we could all learn from it.
Well, one of the things that I thought was really interesting. Okay, so as people who listened to the podcast that you and I did last year, they came through the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp. I'm a really big believer in follow up. You got to follow up with people, like, every which way you can imagine. So I blatantly email people to death. I mean, I'm blatant about it. I'm like, look, I'll email you until you buy, die, or unsubscribe. I'm totally cool with any one of those, right?
How long did it take you to come up with that saying? Because that's pretty good.
I've been using that for years.
All right, good.
I bombard people. But so part of what I do is I also text them, because we're in the texting generation. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I hate email.
I do too. I hate email. I
love text, right? Someone sends me a text. I look down. I read it. It's cool. It's short. It's quick. All that kind of stuff. And so I get into a lot of really good conversations with detailers via text, because everyone who comes in, if they reach a certain point in the funnel, I'll text them and I'll basically just be like, hey, tell me what you thought about this. Tell me what you thought about the Detailer in a Circle, Detailing for Profit, stuff like that, and just see where the conversation goes. And, you know, I would say for the most part, and I told you this, I was like, detailers are way cooler to talk to than some of the other groups I work with. Mm-hmm. Like the pastors I work with, I'm not kidding, man. Not the pastors that I work with, but like How do I say this?
Yes. You don't.
I get chewed out all the time by pastors because, like, to them, marketing is evil. And the detailers are all, like, totally cool. I mean, there's only been, like, one or two jerks out of the whole group. Most everybody's just like, hey, you know what? I want to do this. Or they either do it and they sign up because we had a ton of people sign up over the last week.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, hey, I can't afford it right now. And I'll be like, dude, I'll be straight with you, man. If you can't afford this thing, which is this cheap, you really need this. Like, I don't know how to say it any other way than that. But one of the interesting ones was a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people are like, well, you know, I'm just getting started and I feel like I need to hone my craft first. And I feel like I need to get better at detailing before I go out there. And I think I understand where they're coming from, but I also wanted to even ask you, Jimbo, like when you first got started detailing, did you just say, look, I'm going to be a detailer? Or was it like you've been doing it on your car? I mean, like, what was your transition into going from, so, I want to be a detailer to being a detailer?
Sure. So I'll try to keep it kind of short. And I think I know what the issue really at play is. So me personally, my personality and my style is more so like, let me just try it and crash and hit the wall, and that's how I'll learn how to do it, versus like, let me sit down, read a couple books, and, you know, then maybe I'll try one thing. And I'm more like, I'll just go out and make a bunch of mistakes and learn from those mistakes. And I realize not everyone is like that. But I did start on my personal car with a friend and did that for a little while, just with like products from the auto parts store. And then when I, because I always knew I wanted to own my own business. So then when I was working on my own car and knowing that I wanted to start my own business, it was kind of like, huh, I wonder if I could do this for other people. And then as soon as I had that thought of like, well, let me try it. You know, that's when I just went for it. And I actually ended up going back and taking a class at Cypress College with Ed Terwilliger, who a lot of people know, and kind of went through his class after I had already started a business and started making money doing cars. So, you know, I don't have any, like, formal training. I didn't go to someone and pay a few thousand bucks for a week-long training. I did that with paintless dent repair, but I didn't do that with detailing. And so I'm kind of more, but it takes a long time to build up the confidence to, right. but confidence only comes through, going through situations and experience, right? So that's kind of my pushback against like week long trainings is that, well, you're not going to be able to, you're going to get the necessities down, but you're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to gain all that experience, you know, and that's why I try and push through a lot on this podcast. Like one of the in-betweener episodes I had last week was, you know, what I did when a customer wasn't happy and said that their car was worse after I detailed it. Like you can't learn that in a week-long training.
Right.
You know, and the way I handled it now, you know, 9 years after I started was a lot different than 9 weeks after I started, or even 9 months, or, you know, 18 months after I started. So there's a lot of things that you just have to, you know, and to play into our episode, because I know what it's about. My favorite quote is the key to getting ahead is just to get started.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's kind of my philosophy of, like, I understand the confidence issue, right? Because I train guys to do what I do, to basically be a consultant to companies, and they might come from a totally unrelated industry. Mm-hmm. And as I like to joke, I go, you know, 5 minutes ago you were picking up trash and now all of a sudden you're a consultant. Like, the confidence isn't there.
Right.
You're not, you don't see yourself as a consultant yet. And I'm like, but what you got to understand is there's two conversations going on. There's the conversation going on in your head, mm-hmm. and there's the conversation going on in your prospect's head.
100%.
And they are not the same.
Right. So
as long as you can basically provide the solution that they're looking for, like in using our example here, they're looking for their car to look way better than what it does right now. If you can provide that solution, that's what you've got to provide. and you just got to get out there and actually do it. And that's where you get the experience, but you're only going to get the experience by doing it. So it's
right.
It's funny when I see people who are like, well, you know, I need to hone my craft. It's like, look, dude, first of all, I would say you are the right person to come into the detailer inner circle for a multitude of reasons. One, you don't have all the bad habits yet. Mm. You know how hard it is to retrain someone who's like, oh, well, this is how you're supposed to get business. Like, right. There was one guy, I don't know if he joined or not, because I honestly can't. I've had so many conversations in the last week with detailers. It's crazy.
The Voxer group is hot, by the way.
Voxer group is hot. The texting has been hot.
Cool.
I can't remember. But one guy is like, I get most of my business from Groupon and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, if that's the only way you know how to get business and you don't come over and learn these other ways that we're going to show you, how to get joint venture partners, how to get referrals, how to set up systems where you can get all the neighbors and other coworkers and stuff like that of your clients, then you're going to stay in that box and you're always going to be struggling. Mm-hmm. So I'm always in favor of learning more. I'm constantly going to seminars. I'm constantly reading books. I'm taking training courses. In fact, one of my assistants, I was going to this conference. I don't even remember when it was. And he was like, why are you going to the conference? Like, he was just like, you know, because I lead conferences, right? And I'm like, you don't understand, man. I'm not going there to learn, though I am going to learn. Like, I'm going there because you have to stay in the conversation. Like, the whole reason why people listen to the podcast, even though I'm sure is 200 and some odd episodes that you've done, there have been repeats, right? You talk about the same thing, but maybe it's a little bit different. You do that because you got to stay in the conversation. People got to stay in the conversation, or you forget about stuff.
Right.
It's not like you're necessarily relearning it. It's like, oh, yeah, man, I remember that. I got to go ahead and implement that. And that's going to make a difference. And, I mean, that's a big part of what I think the detailer inner circle is bringing to the table, is it just keeps everyone in the conversation.
100%. And I think that's why we see so many of these, like, quote-unquote certifications in the detailing industry specifically. I'm not aware of how that works outside other industries. But you know, it's seemingly these guys are so obsessed with certifications because, and I understand, because if you don't have experience, a certification is a way to give you a confidence boost.
Right.
You know, but to the point of the Voxer group, a guy asked just today, Pete, you know, can this group get too big? Because that's what happens a lot in a lot of these Facebook groups, too, is that the group gets big and then it has like points of diminishing return of where you almost right. want to leave the group because it's too big. People are asking too many dumb questions and stuff like that. And you answered it great, how you segment it off and all that. If it does, dang it. And I lost my train of thought as I was talking, but
it was a great point though. You're waxing eloquently.
I was there and then I lost it. But the point is, oh, I know what I was going to say, but the point is that, and one thing that's really opened my eyes over the past week of, because we have such a diverse group of guys, meaning in all different areas.
And gals. At least a gal. I know of one.
Two. I think there's
two. Is there two? Okay.
I think we should double check that, Pete, before we speak.
I know there's at least one.
But
right?
But that's cool. So how cool is this? A close private group that's spanning the globe, right? Got a couple guys in different countries.
Australia.
Darren. And then also females. So we're bringing together all and these.
Europe too. I don't know if you saw that one. We had somebody from Europe.
I didn't see that one. Sorry. But so we're bringing in like this group that honestly, Pete, is unlike anything else that I've ever seen in the industry. To, you know, someone asked about demographics and people were kind of wrestling with demographics because we're all in different parts that service different demographics. But I thought this is so cool that we could all, you know, come together and kind of cherry pick everyone else's ideas, what's working in different countries or different states or different parts or whatever. And I think in that, to kind of wrap it full circle to the confidence builder, if you're hearing what's working, what's not working, you're implementing what we're teaching through the 5-day cash machine or the Detailing for Profits course. I mean, this is like, I'm so excited about this because it's unprecedented what people can get no matter what stage of their business they're in.
Hey, do you mind if I put an exclamation point on what you just said?
I hope you do. Are you going to say
that's pretty good insight on that, Pete? Great perspective as well. I just also want to tell you guys that I think I've gotten more out of joining this group in the last 4 days or whatever, 2-3 days, I don't know how long it's been, than I have out of any other marketing people I've met or groups I've been in, marketing companies I've hired. It's been a waste compared to this. So kudos to you guys, Jimbo, Pete. You guys got something special here, I think. And I'm just, once again, it's cool. I'm glad to be part of it.
That was Andy Rogers who joined the group last week.
Thanks, Andy. And that's what you call a mid-roll, Pete. That is a mid-roll ad.
I love it.
But that's cool, you know. And Andy's been very active in the Voxer group, along with a couple of the other guys. Dustin, I'm going to play his at the top of this episode. But that's kind of, you know, that's a huge statement that he made, Pete.
Yeah.
You know, that is, you know, a huge testament of what we got going on here. But so the secret to getting ahead is to get started. But how do you do that, Pete, when you don't have the confidence?
You know, here's the thing is you got to build up the confidence. And I would say, like, you just did it. You got to go do it. So if that means the first couple of you got to do for free, you do your own car, you do some of your family's cars, maybe you got to do your friend's car. You exactly just got to do it, right? And okay, you know, and then go around the car. Like, we talked about this last year, and we haven't really talked about it in the last two episodes. But when you meet with a client, you need to have a clipboard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people with clipboards, obviously, they got something special going on.
I actually have a story of the computer guy that my dad uses. That's exactly what he did, except he would walk in with a clipboard, do a business, and say, hey, I'm here for our 2 o'clock appointment. And they would be like, what? We didn't have a 2 o'clock appointment. He'd be like, are you sure? I thought I talked to someone for the 2 o'clock. They're like, no. He's like, okay, well, I'm here anyway. Do you guys have any, you know, now I don't have an appointment. And he said he got so much business from that.
That's crazy, man. That's not even cold calling. That's cold door knocking, man. That's crazy.
But he had a clipboard, to your point.
I'm telling you, man, there's something. So, like, my whole thing is, like, when you first meet with a client, you got to be thinking about customer service, customer yes. expectations. What are they after? And the best thing, you don't just assume what they're after. You talk to them. So that very first time you meet with them, hey, this is the first time I'm meeting with you. I don't care if you got that client from Groupon, mm-hmm. from Facebook, from Google. I don't care where you got them. Everyone goes through your process. And you do a walk around. You walk around the car. You talk to them about things that you notice right off the top of the bat. What are the trouble spots that they already know about?
It's also going to save your butt if you have any issues with that client after. And I've talked about that. Sorry to cut you off again, people.
Yeah, no.
But it's going to save your butt huge if that customer comes back and goes, why didn't you do this? Or how did this scratch get here? And instead of it being your word against his, which this has happened to me a handful of times, you could go, oh, no, look at this form. Remember when we walked around the car and talked about that this price didn't cover that? You know,
right.
So go on. Sorry.
Yeah, no. But I mean, you know, then you'd look inside. And then once you're done with the detail, like one of the guys in the Voxer group, he was saying, I thought this was kind of unique. He's like, I make them sign a rule that they can't come within 15 feet. You remember that? He's like,
I was like, what? I think that was Dustin. I was like, what? Tell him what it was.
He's got terms and conditions that he sends before and he texts them before the day before. He's like, now, remember, you're going to have to sign this when I get there. And, like, one of the terms and conditions is you can't come within 15 feet of the car when he's working on it.
My jaw literally dropped. I was like, that is awesome.
But imagine the positioning.
Yes.
Like, strong. You as the new guy are like, oh, I'm scared. No, I made them sign saying they can't be within 15 feet. I am automatically the top of the pyramid.
Yes.
Right? I'm seeing you're the peasants, you know.
I was like, wow, that's amazing. And he said no one's ever complained about signing it.
Well, because you're taking the position of I'm the expert. Mm. Like, I don't need a certification to say I'm the expert. I tell everyone I'm the expert by my actions, by, like, the consumer guides that we give them to use and the Detailing for Profits, which you can get at detailerinnercircle.com. Yes. Just a little, you know, blatant bribe. Yes. Slide that in there right there.
Yep. Perfect.
But he did it with his terms and conditions, which is awesome. It's a total cool way to do it. But then you do your detail, and then you bring them back out, and you walk them back around the whole car. Mm-hmm. See if they have any complaints. Now's when you want to know about it, right? Not later. Not find out on Yelp that they didn't like what you did.
Exactly.
let's walk around. Let's look inside. Now you can tell them, hey, by the way, this is what I also found out. You need to be aware of this. You know, looks like your tent's getting kind of up there in age. You might need to have that redone, you know, whatever.
Right.
Right. But you tell them about the good stuff and the bad stuff, but it's all about that positioning. And when you, I don't remember why I got on the subject of positioning, but anyway,
it's, we shouldn't have done this on Sunday, Pete. Our brains are melting.
And it's freaking hot.
It
here.
Is so hot.
Yeah. So, but the point of what I'm going to get to anyway, I don't even remember.
Yeah, but we'll change your point. Change your point. No one will know.
Yeah, it's that positioning. So now you got the confidence right. of, look, I know I'm delivering what they're asking for. And if you did that with all of your clients, by the way, and then we go into, you know, if you did this at someone's office park, you could say, hey, by the way, I've got this deal. And if two of you are doing it at the same time, I give a 10% discount. Is there anyone else at your company that, you know, would like to get the car detailed? And we can set you up on a monthly program where I just come out here the same day, get both of your cars, and then basically try and get a group of cars there. Let's say you're doing it on an office park, or if it's at someone's home, you know, talk to them about doing both of their cars. Most people have two cars. And if, you know, they've only got one, or they're like, look, I don't care about my wife's car. That's me. Right. I'm like, yeah. I don't care how dirty my wife's car is. And that's her car. That's not mine.
Mine stays in the garage.
I know it is, right? Mine's in the garage, hers is outside. I don't care what happens to her car. And but you could also find out about the neighbors. Well, you know, if we can get one yes. of the neighbors in or whatever.
I was just to that point exactly. I thought of two different scenarios in different industries. I was at my client's house on Friday, and he was getting a quote for turf to turf his front yard, and his front yard had him and his neighbor basically had the same shared like. One yard that was cut in half, and the turf guy was like, oh, I always measure the neighbor just in case. And then he uses the neighbor, you know, to kind of be like, hey, well, I'm already here. I'll give you guys both the discount. Because when you're talking, I'm thinking, man, I bet guys think that all we're doing is telling them that they need to give away free stuff. They need to offer discounts. And I don't want people to think that that's what this is all about, because it's not, right? This is just about like initial touch points, right?
Right?
To get more in. But that's what the turf guy did, you know, to try to get more jobs, right? Brilliant, I thought.
Yeah, you know, interesting that you bring that up. And so here's, since we want to give them some great info anyway, let me give them a great idea, a marketing idea that they can take and implement. So I was watching this video from Gary Vaynerchuk. Most people know who that is.
Would it be Vaynerchuk?
Gary V.
Gary V. We'll just leave it there. You said Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk?
It'd be Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk? Whatever. Gary V. Whatever.
It's hot. It's hot out.
I got on another topic there, but I'm not going to. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
So, Gary V, right?
Gary V.
He was on, it sounded like a podcast, either a podcast or a radio show, and he was on with the guy who does Bar Rescue.
Was going to be my second story. Yes.
Okay.
Great you point. No, keep going. You're going to do way better than I can.
Well, see, I'm always talking to people about what we call a bounce back coupon.
Yes.
So you have to get people to keep coming back to you. Mm-hmm. So in the dry cleaning industry, it is well known that if you can get someone to come to your dry cleaning establishment three times in a row, then the next time they need a dry cleaner, their car just automatically goes there. Mm-hmm. And so it's like dry cleaning. If you can just do that, you're golden. And so they will do whatever it takes to get people there, including this one guy brilliantly went to a radio station, said, hey, I'm opening up this new dry cleaner. I'm going to give all of your listeners free dry cleaning this one weekend, everything they can carry in their arms, right? So that was like the gimmick is, if you can carry it in your arms, I'll do it for free. Wow. And I don't want to pay for this ad, so I will give you, as the manager of this radio station, free dry cleaning for life if you run these ads for me for this weekend, right? So the dry cleaner is like, basically my costs are going to be what it costs me to dry clean all these clothes. So he does that, gets all these people in. But then what he does is, when they come to pick up their clothes, he gives them a bounce back coupon. And the bounce back coupon was like, okay, you came in for free this time. I'm going to give you, you know, I think it was like 50% off if you come in within the next 2 weeks. And then they came in and they gave that coupon, and he goes, okay, here's another one. And that one was like, I don't know, two free shirts or something if you came back in another 2 weeks. And then they'd come back in. So now he's got them to come back three times. And so the video with the bar rescue guy and Gary V, since I don't know, maybe I don't know how to say his last name, apparently. he's got so much money. Who even cares?
Right. He doesn't care.
He's like, you can call me whatever you want. Well, what they know in the restaurant industry, and I thought this was interesting, it's huge. The same number. It's you have to start marketing not to the initial visit in the restaurant industry, but three visits. Because if you give them excellent customer service, there is a 40% chance they'll come back a second time. This is on their first visit. If you give them excellent customer service the second time, there's only a 42% chance they're going to come back a third time. You give them excellent customer service a third time, there's a 70% chance they'll come back a fourth time. So you're not just marketing to the first visit. You're marketing to get three visits. And so his point was, hey, you know what? I can't even remember what it was, like free ribs or something like that or something like that.
It was like free ribs. Yep. And then it was they'd get a red napkin to signify that they.
So everyone in the restaurant knew.
Yep. It was their first time. Yep.
He's got the red napkin, and then he'd come by. How'd you like the ribs? Oh, they were great. Hey, next time you come, you got to try my chicken. And he takes out a business card, free chicken on me. Bring that in, drop it off. And so they know when they come in with that business card, free chicken, okay, this is a second return person.
Yep. You know, it's like a blue napkin or something.
Right, right. And then they're like, hey, how was the chicken? Oh, the chicken was excellent. Are you full? Oh, I'm stuffed. Can't eat another thing. Great. Next time you come in, you got to try my cheesecake. You know, Lee writes it on the back of the business card. Here, free cheesecake. And see, here's the thing. And I thought this was a great point that I'd never heard anyone say before. The bar rescue guy was like, people don't get addicted to free. They get addicted to discounts.
I did think that was extremely interesting, too.
And yes. I thought a really brilliant point of why, like, because we've talked about this since last year.
Yes.
You do free shampooing of the floor mats, the headlight restoration, because they don't get addicted to free. They know you're not going to always do something for free.
Mm-hmm. And it could lead to other stuff. What are the chances for that exact story that you talked about? That's exactly where I was going to go to. What are the chances that that's a single guy or single gal coming in by themselves? I mean, and I think even to his point, he was like, you know, the rib dinner, the hard cost for the restaurant was like $5 or something like that, right? So they figured out that even after three times of giving the customer free stuff, by the fourth visit, they'll make back all that money that they, quote unquote, lost or gave away. But I kept thinking, like, well, what are the chances of this is a single individual going in? Chances are, you know, it's probably at least with one other person, and then who gets one piece of cheesecake, right?
Exactly.
So they're probably going to get two pieces of cheesecake, which will cover the cost of the free cheesecake.
And they're probably still getting the wine and...
Totally. The soda, you know.
And it's money. And the same thing with the detailing. Like, so then Gary V, he brings up the whole... he goes on to Instagram and he's like, hey, I just looked up Lexington, Kentucky. And
yes.
Let's pick someone right here. And hey, we're in Lexington too. We're going to give you a free dinner. Just bring in this email, whatever. And I thought that was a great idea because basically what he's doing is, he's going to influencers. He's taking the top nine posts, and you can do this, guys. If you've got Instagram, just, you know, Instagram, go in the search bar, put in whatever city you're in. And see, what I would do is I'd be looking for who just got a new car, who just got or has a cool picture of a car. And I'd be like, hey, reaching out to that guy.
Yep.
And gal.
And you know who's really killing it with like car groups and stuff like that? So maybe you're really into like Dodge Vipers, right? Or Dodge Challengers or Chargers or whatever. Just look up the hashtags around those and find the influencers in your area with those cars that you like working on. And then you could target that whole car club. And Travis, Pete, who's in the Detailer Inner Circle, one of the first members that joined, he is killing it. In fact, he's been on the podcast and we've talked about it. He's killing it in a couple of these car circles. And he's essentially doing the same thing we're talking about, but he's doing it on Facebook. And he's friend requesting people who have their profile picture is of a picture of a car.
Oh, nice.
And his thought is, well, I'll just friend request him, and then he's posting so much stuff on his page that it'll inevitably come up in their feed, and then he'll hit him that way. And I mean, he is, like, seriously killing it just within these certain car groups, because he does one, and then that guy knows another guy, and that guy knows another guy. And he's getting some real high-dollar, high-ticket, you know, correction and coding jobs from doing that, and that's essentially what guys could do using Instagram.
Yeah, I love it. I love all that stuff. I mean, and I love Facebook marketing. I do a ton of Facebook marketing. In fact, before you and I did this podcast today...
Don't we have a Facebook ads program in?
We do. Yeah.
Okay. So we have a. If you're interested in running Facebook ads, Pete has a.
Yeah, you get it. You get it as part of the.
It's free. Just detailerinnercircle.com.
And by the way, guys, there is no upsell.
Yes.
We had one guy. The whole thing, like, one of the biggest things we give you is we give you a website, a website that's going to actually produce leads. And it wasn't just one guy. We actually had several guys who were like, "Oh, you know what? I don't know if." The website, that's got to cost a lot more. And like my assistant does what we call the onboarding calls. And he's like, no, there's no cost to it. They're like, what's the catch? And I know everyone's looking for a catch. There's literally no catch. There are no upsells.
I was telling Heather, about all this and trying to, there's so much stuff. It has to be multiple conversations to get across, like how much value we're giving to people and how good of a deal it really is. It really is. And she's like, wow.
Please tell me she said I could raise the price.
Yes. Well, no. She said you could, but she's like, that's cheap. And I'm like, I know, but I knew that like we had to keep it cheap for guys to taste it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I wanted as many people to taste it and really find success out of it. And that's what I'm so excited about is people are really taking advantage of it. And you know, I'll be honest, we're not running a charity either, Pete. You know, we're not doing this for free, but it's like, you know, we're doing it down to the bare bones cost wise, you know, whatever.
Here's the reality. People who pay attention. Yeah. If we did it for free, people would not pay attention. And I know that. Because I've done stuff for free. You and I both know a guy named Peyton. He and I did a program together. And he's like, oh, I want to give it to all my friends for free. Literally all of his friends got it free. It was $200 a month for everyone else for 12 months. It was a 12-month program. His friends all got it free. Not a single one of them went through it. Not a single one. Wow. I'm like, dude, people who don't pay attention. So they got to have skin in the game. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And we just made it so low that it's like,
yeah,
literally anybody could do it. Like, it was funny. I was talking with one guy on via text, and he's like, oh, I don't know. I can't really afford that right now. And I'm like, dude, tell me you don't like my tie. Tell me you don't like my hairstyle. Tell me I'm too ugly for you. Don't tell me you can't afford it because I don't buy it.
Like, right. It's
that ain't the real reason.
Especially when there's people saying that it's the best marketing thing they've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Ever heard. Yeah. So, yeah, I love that bar. That was one of Gary Vee's latest podcasts or something like that. Yeah. But I thought that too, you know, and to his point, don't discount. That is such an issue that I think we've even talked about with the detailing industry is that everyone, as soon as they get slow, you know, a lot of detailers, and I'm just as guilty of this. I group myself into that, you know, we see the here and now and this week and we forget about next week. That we still have to have work. Okay. So we're swamped this week, and then we get to Monday of next week, and we're like, 25% off everything. You know, and it's like, wait, last week you were swamped. This week you're discounting, you know, and that idea of you know, stop discounting stuff. Stop, give away free stuff. Don't discount it, you know.
Yeah. You know, I've got one of my clients so trained. She knows I won't lower my fees for anything. So she'll be like, well, what if I don't need this, that, or the next? So like to put it in detailer speak, you know, what if I don't need my seats shampooed? You know, what kind of a deal can I get then? My price is the same. I'm like, the price is the price, but you know what? I'll give you a gift certificate, a rain check if you want you can use the seat shampoo another time, whatever. Mm. But like, I won't lower the price. The price is the price. And I'll add stuff to it. Like when I had to get this one client on board, I was like adding stuff. I go, look, I can't lower the price, but what I can do is I can throw in this, this, and this. And then it was like, okay, that's what I want. Like the value was there in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So we immediately, like our brains immediately run to, I got to lower my price. But really when we're getting an objection from someone and they're claiming its price, it's not the price, it's the value. They don't see the value right. in what we're offering for the price. So we need to raise the value. So if we can raise it by, hey, let me throw in, I don't know, my special acid on your rims. I don't know, right?
Uh-oh, you know, Pete, now you're playing with fire. Acid and rims?
I'm telling you, I don't care, dude. My rims never look so good as when you did the acid on them. I was like, I don't care if it's not environmentally friendly or whatever everyone's complaining about. It's the greatest rim. Well, I almost said that was the greatest rim job. I didn't mean that. My rims had never looked so good in all my life.
I would have totally extracted that audio and used it from you for the rest of your life. In fact, can we rewind that? And Pete just said, I gave him the best rim job of his life.
So bad, man. It's so bad.
I'm not very good at being politically correct, man.
I'm just saying. You just add value, right? You just add value.
Bring it home. So, bring it back.
Yeah. So to bring it back, here's a great Facebook strategy for you. So like one of the new things that we can do on Facebook now that we couldn't do even a year ago is we can run these things called lead generation leads. And what's so cool about lead generation leads is before, if I wanted to extract your information, if I wanted your phone number, your email, so I can follow up with you, I got to send you to a landing page. A landing page is another website. I got to get you to fill out your information and hit the submit button. Without fail, you're only going to get about 20 to 30% of what we call a cold market, people you don't have a relationship with, to actually fill that thing out. That's normal. That's just standard. That's the way it is. But now we've got these things called lead generation ads on Facebook. And basically what Facebook does is if I set up a lead generation ad, I don't ever leave Facebook. And let's say, Jimbo, you're offering me a free headlight restoration. And basically how we would word that is the way we do with dentists and chiropractors is we go, hey, you know, Long Beach, we're trying to reach out to people in the community. So we're offering a free headlight restoration just so you get to know our detailing service. And what are the odds that people are going to just be like, oh yeah, that's all I needed was my headlights restored, right? I mean, it's just
right. It doesn't, yeah,
it's not weird. Realistic.
You will have those some people, but it's weird.
It is. And even then, I mean, it's kind of like, whatever, who cares?
Because right.
It's how long does it really take and what does it really cost you to go do it and whatever, right? Because we're looking to acquire a client like everyone else in the industry is looking to acquire the next sale. You want to be acquiring clients. Why? Because a client will come back to you month after month after month and continually have you service their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That is worth far more money to you than one freaking job on their car. 100%. So you always got to be looking at the long term. Like we were talking with one of the guys in the group who was like, hey, you know, my lifetime value per client is only $300. And I'm like, dude, that is way too low for lifetime value.
Right.
Like, that means, you know, I think he'd said it's 2.5, 3 years, something like that. That's too low. We got to get those clients coming back to you month after month after month. Let's get them on continuity. Let's get them on subscription plans. Because he also had a huge client base, too. It was like over 500 people.
Yeah, it was big. It was over 500.
Like, dude, you're sitting on such a big gold mine. You don't even realize how big that gold mine is. Of what you can do from that. But anyway, back to the Facebook thing. So in the lead generation now, we could be like, hey, get a free headlight restoration, free, you know, floor mat shampoo, you know, whatever you want. Again, people aren't getting addicted to free, right? They're only get addicted to discount. But with the lead generation ad, what happens is they click the button. They never leave Facebook. Facebook automatically enters their real information because Facebook knows it, right? Facebook knows their real email. Facebook knows their real phone number. They automatically fill it in for them. All the person has to do is hit the submit button, and now you got their info.
Wow.
And now you can follow up with them. And I'm like, dude,
that's huge.
You could be literally making so much money with Facebook and detailing. It's not even funny. I mean, you spent $100 on that, let's say. I mean, you're going to walk out of that with probably, you know, anywhere between 20 and 40 new clients again, a client, someone who's going to come back to you month after month. You'll probably make money on the front end because they're going to have more than the headlights done, more than the shampooing done. You're going to find out they got another car, you know, whatever.
And that's why I love this industry, Pete, to be – and I know that's why you love this industry too. It's because the return on investment and stuff like that is so fast, you know, and it's so quick. You're talking about spending $100 on an ad, and a lot – and not a lot of people, but some people will be like, oh, I don't really have $100 to spend on an ad. And it's like, yeah, but if you knew that ad could produce $300, would you do it? Because yeah. then you're spending $100 to make $300. It's like you would do that all day long.
That guy is not looking at it right. They're looking at it as a subtraction. When I spend money on ads, I don't go, oh, I'm losing $100. Or in my case, you know, I'm losing 10 grand this month. When I spend 10 grand on ads, I'm like, dude, I just made 50 grand.
Right.
Like, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm like, right. every time I spend 10 grand, I know I'm making 50 grand. So how many times can I spend 10 grand? That's what I want to do.
Right. Because you know it works. And we'll show you, if you're wondering, because why people think it's a loss automatically, Pete, is because they don't know what they're doing, right? Because
and it has been a loss for them, right?
And it has been, right? Yeah. They don't know how to do that. They need someone that's spending 10 grand a month, you know, to show them how to do it. And that's just – here's what's crazy. That's just one aspect of what we're offering at DetailerInnerCircle.com. That in and of itself is just one aspect. So how can people join if they're like, gosh, you guys sure know how to ramble, but I'm in, you know? But I'm in. Where can they?
We're going to keep talking until you join the Detailer Inner Circle.
What was your saying, Pete? It was like you either got to die, unsubscribe, or...
Die, buy, or unsubscribe.
So that's the method we're taking here because, well, Pete's on. So if people aren't dead, by the time they're listening to this, maybe they've already peaced out and fast-forwarded, and, well, we'll see them next week. Dude,
it would not have been a good fit for the Detail Inner Circle. And that's all I
think.
Say.
You know what? I think that's the best info that you've given me through this, of like, because I'll text you and be like, oh, Pete, what about this guy? Should I pursue it? Blah, blah, blah. How do you respond to this? And you're like, dude, that's exactly who we don't want in there. You know? Yeah. And when I heard you say that, you know, my listeners or the people that had joined and listened, because really this first initial week, I feel like for people to really hop on board this first after they hear one podcast episode was huge, right? It like made me feel warm and fuzzy inside that people like are listening to me, right? And then when you said that, you know, you enjoyed or the people that you had talked to were nicer than some of the other groups that you talked to, you know, I was telling Heather about that and she's like, wow, how good of a feeling is that? That like the people that listen to your podcast are like solid people. And I'm like, you know, that's who I want in this Detailer Inner Circle, are like solid people that want to help other people out, that want to see other people succeed. You know, so I feel like over everything, like if you're that person and you're trying to run a detailing business and you want to succeed yourself but also see other people succeed, like come join the group. You know, and also people are like, dude, I hope you and Pete are killing it. And I'm like, thanks, man. Like, that's cool.
You're my new best friend.
You're my new best friend, Dustin.
Is that who said it?
Yeah. You know, so, but it's cool, you know, to be like, wow, they want to see us succeed. We want to see them succeed. And we're a big, happy bunch, you know?
Yeah.
As and it should be.
That's why you got to be protective of your business. So as a detailer, I know everyone is usually like, I just got to get the money. But I'm telling you, man, you got to have like, these are the type of clients that I want. And these are the type of clients I do not want. And you got to repel those ones with your marketing is the easiest way to do it. Mm-hmm. You repel the people who you don't want and you attract to you the people that you do want. The mistake that most people in business make is they're like, I want everybody.
Right.
And you usually do that at the beginning because you're like starving. You're desperate. Right.
And there's a place for that, you know, but if there's other ways around that, that would be ideal.
There's a place, sort of.
Okay.
I mean, let's face it. Like, I remember you telling me when you started as a detailer, it cost you like $5,000 for all the stuff that you bought, and you made like $5,500 the first month.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I don't know that it's necessary because it is such a high cash business.
Right.
Like, if you really want it, like if you really want, this is the business I want to do. I want to be free from my job. I really want to go out there and I want to make a great living for me and my family, then one, you just got to do it.
Right.
Like we were talking about at the beginning, and we didn't even bring up this part. When we launched on Monday, when that podcast came out, I had all the tech screwed up. I had a new assistant. He screwed up everything. Like people are hitting the button to go buy and they're going over to my pastor's thing, which is way more than what we charge for the detailer in their service. And they're like, what is this, man? It's twice as much and it's all about pastors. Yeah.
I even had Travis texting me like, dude, what are you trying to convert me into becoming a pastor? And I'm like, sorry, man. Like, let me text Pete. And then I'm like, Pete, what the hell? What are you doing?
But, and then, like, it kept going down. Like,
right.
Then all of a sudden I get a text from someone else and they're like, hey, man, I'm watching your video on pastors. And I'm like, dude, I know you just joined the detailer in a circle. What are you talking? And I'm like, oh, I got another freaking wrong link in there. And it was like anything that could go wrong did go wrong the first few days. Right. It was like for me, it was a high stress, miserable. Oh, I can't believe all this stuff is just screwing up like crazy. And then to top it all off, I joined a guy into the detailer inner circle who didn't even join the detailer inner circle. I just kept screwing up. But my point is, if I had just screwed up the first time, been like, oh, well, that's it, I'm throwing in the towel, we wouldn't be where we are a week later with a solid group of solid people in there who are ready to like take it on and ready to go for it. You just got to do it, man. You just got to move forward. You're going to screw up. Don't worry about it. People will forgive you if you own up to your mistakes. And I did, like with the guy who I accidentally joined. I had to own up to him. I owned up to you and I owned up to the group. I'm like,
you did.
I'm sorry, guys. I screwed up. My bad. I shouldn't have put him in here.
Totally.
And I actually know what happened. I never told you what happened, but he private voxed me. And I thought, he goes, hey, I want to join the detailer inner circle. So I thought he was saying he had joined. And we had so many people join. It wasn't like I went to my computer to go look up and see if he was one. I was like, oh, he was one of them.
Right.
And that was totally my...
Yeah, and I get this thing like, oh, is this what I have to do to keep... And I'm like, it killed the vibe in the group. And I was like, dude, this got to go.
But it was totally...
It happens. It happens.
Yeah. And if you just own up to it, I screwed up.
Screwed up.
Okay, we're moving forward.
Cool.
We're cool with that.
If people, you know, they've been hearing this, they've been hanging in almost an hour, how can they at least get more information on...
Go check out our webinar at detailerinnercircle.com. Go check it out. That's the best way to do it.
Cool. And I hope to see you in the Voxer group, right?
I do. I really do.
We'll see you there, guys. Really hope you guys enjoyed that episode. That was episode 291 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Again, everything. I really hope that the solid people that we talked about that are really trying to grow their business will join us in the Detailer Inner Circle, detailerinnercircle.com, guys. And I guarantee you it's well worth the time investment to watch that webinar and join us in at least this Voxer group. Get your website dialed in. All that good stuff, detailerinnercircle.com. And if you choose to join, I'll say what's up in the Vox group. Let's do this.